track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. There are four, but one of them we won't be reading, as it covers political subjects, which are we've covered before, and also is covered nationally. Looking for the whole truth, writes Councillor Phil Bullivant via email. In your newspaper of the 4th of March, you carried a report highlighting the deteriorating state of our roads and the increasing number of potholes. At the Teignbridge District Council meeting held on the 26th of February, I asked the council, via notice of motion, to write to Devon County Council requesting details of their plans to address the situation as it affects Teignbridge residents. Teignbridge District Council is under the control of the Lib Dem group, as is Devon County Council. Teignbridge has decided by a block vote by the Lib Dem group that asking Devon County Council was pointless and unnecessary, despite this being their responsibility, and the problems were nothing to do with the County Council, and the question should be directed towards central government, as explained by our MP. We are not getting good local government if this is the response. You can see the question and the discussion on the TDC website.
Deals jeopardise farming industry, writes Mike Baldwin of Thorverton. Talking of local farmers, Central Devon MP Mel Stride, in the Advertiser of the 26th of February, said, "I have stood up for them in Westminster time and time again, fighting for fair trade deals. The most important trade deals for UK farmers implemented in the last 4 years have been the Australia and New Zealand deals. These were negotiated by our astonishingly accomplished International Trade Secretary, Liz Truss. What has been said about them? The NFU warned that the deals will jeopardise our own farming industry and could cause the demise of many, many beef and sheep farms throughout the UK. The Department for International Trade's own assessment stated that the UK's agricultural sector was expected to contract due to the deals. Subsequently, George Eustace, who was Secretary of State for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, said that the deals gave away far too much for far too little in return and were not actually a very good deal. So what exactly did Mel Stride say about them? A search of Hansard suggests that there is a colloquial phrase which I won't use, but the polite answer is nothing at all. Farmers have been highly critical of the Labour Party in government, but should not forget it was Mel Stride's silence and the disdain of the Conservative Party which really sold them down the river."